Well, I born as a Muslim, in the family as a Muslim, believing. We thought we all believing one God. But all I know about that God, disrespect, killing, no forgiveness, no merciful, no love, no fulfillment. When it comes to the Islam, there is no equality and there is no freedom. It's very obvious. Like you cannot find in Islam and the holy book of Muslim, they call Quran, there is no word freedom or free, none. So it was confusing me. Always I feeling there is something missing inside my heart. I hear different stories. It doesn't fulfill here, the emptiness. Everybody says we believe in God. But when I study God himself, I don't see in that God forgiveness, grace, salvation. The important of all of this, love. I always finding very hard to love other people as a Muslim, because I brought up as a Muslim and they taught me we are the best. We are the cleanest people on earth and we are the complete book. But it was all lie. Because every human being can see himself lying or telling the truth. And I can see myself, I'm lying. I'm saying loudly, I'm the best. But I'm not the best. Because there is emptiness. I'm not sure if I'm going to heaven or I'm going to hell. I wasn't sure. So how could I be the best, but at the same time you are confused? So that's why I started to searching about the truth. Who is God? I took 20 questions to the mosque. And I asking the priest, the spiritual priest of the Islamic, I have these 20 questions. Would you answer me? So you know what was the answer? The answer was, you don't have to think about 1,400 few years ago. What is important, you are a Muslim and that is good. And I told that spiritual priest with all the respect, I said, you know, you might can lie to yourself, but I cannot lie to myself. Because I'm thirsty for the truth. I'm sick and tired of being a confused person. I might be walk, and I might be thinking I'm alive, but I'm dead. I'm not walking like a alive person. I'm walking like a dead people. So they have no answer for my logic question as a human being. And then one time, my friend, he was a Muslim too. He says, Kurosh, why don't we go to the church? Of course, he had another purpose. And I said, I don't know why we should go to the church. They're all the same. All spiritual leaders saying the same things for their own. But somehow he pushed me. He says, Kurosh, let's go to the church. I said, okay. We go to the church and I have lots of questions from them too. And I said, Pastor, I have lots of questions. I'm a confused person. Would you help me? Oh boy, the way he treat me, I said, I think this is the right place I came. Because the way that a Muslim spiritual leader treat me, he treat me like I'm a kid. I don't have to know. I just have to accept it without any condition, without any question. You are a Muslim, stick with it and don't ask any question. But he treat me differently. He didn't see me as a young teenager. He welcomed me. He opened his arm. He says, Kurosh, you're welcome to ask me any question. If I can answer you humbly, I will answer you. If I can, I will find the answer for you. But one thing I guarantee you, you are not going out of this door without answer. When I see this kind of attitude, humbleness, respect, I said, God, whatever you are, I think I'm getting very close to you. So I said, Pastor, why you are calling Jesus is God? We thought in Islam, Jesus is a prophet, and no one can see God or touch God. He says, my son, they said it true, because that was their God. But our God is universal God. Our God belongs to whose is thirsty and hungry. And I said, Pastor, if I want to accept Jesus, what should I do? The pastor told me, Kurush, do you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit? Can you tell me if you feel it with your heart? Jesus is God and only God and one God. And He loves you. I said, Pastor, yes, that's why I asked you. So if you touch by your heart, honestly, you are a child of God. No more slave. You are a child of God. You are free right now. That's how I find the truth and freedom. And I was released from confusion. And I said, Lord, thank you. I'm a child of you. You called me, I'm your child. And thank you. Not I'm released from confusion, but I'm released from religion. Now I can have a relationship with you without any interference. So that was my freedom. And thanks to the Lord Jesus, giving that freedom and release me from confusion and reveal Himself through Jesus to me. So I can say, you are my Lord, without any doubt. My friends was laughing at me. Well, physically, you will see everything is the opposite now, against you. But spiritually, inside of me, there was joy, sweetness of presence of Lord every day, every moment, every second with myself. Because everywhere I went, I go with the joy and laugh with people. No more lie, no more just showing off to people I'm happy but I wasn't happy. No more showing to people I'm walking, which is I wasn't walking, I was dead. But this time, because Jesus was with me, I went with the joy, happiness, and telling the testimony to people without thinking what they are thinking, without seeing their now changing their way to against me in different way, because I was full of joy. When you are full of joy, you don't see these things. You don't really care. All you care is sharing the joys of the Lord with other people so they might receive the same joy and sweetness of Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus says, follow me. In order to follow Jesus, you have to pay the price. Because He paid the price first for me and for all world, for all people, regardless of their religion or beliefs. He paid the price on the cross for every nation of every beliefs. The Muslim people are very good people. They're just a misunderstanding. What is misunderstanding? They don't know God. They don't know the love of God. They don't know a mercy. These three important things about God. So because I know they don't know God, so I going to them with the love and with the gospel of Jesus and telling the truth of Jesus. Do you want to know God? Do you want to be fulfilled with the love? So you can love others and exchange love with hateness. So Jesus is your answer. Believe me, if the Muslim knowing the truth of God, who revealed himself through Jesus, they come like this and they will stay forever.